few verses here that I've been pondering on recently. The first verse I'm going to go to is in Hebrews 13, verse 17. Turn there. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. It doesn't say, obey them that have the rule over you, because they have the rule over you, and just arbitrarily, they're the rule over you, but they watch for your souls, because they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. Also, also Ezekiel 3:16, starting at verse 16. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. If there are those in authority over us, or those anybody behind this pulpit preaching, and they're giving a warning. God says here in Ezekiel to give people listening a warning from Him, and that's just the same as telling the people listening to receive a warning from Him.
Right.
It's exactly the same. And just in along the general lines of the principle of following those in authority over us, listening to those that are giving us exhortation. It's part of following God's plan. If something goes wrong while you're following God's plan, you can say, I know I was following God's plan. I was doing all of what my part was to do. God will take care of the rest. If something goes wrong and you're not following God's plan, there's not a whole lot you can say. You did it. You ran off the track. You weren't following God's plan. And third, John wrote to rebuke Diotrephes and to set up, I believe it was Demetrius. No. Set up Demetrius in his place. John didn't write and criticize those who were following Diotrephes, criticize those in the church because of Diotrephes. They were in the church. They were where they should have been. Diotrephes got the review. He got put aside. Demetrius was put in place. But those people in the church didn't get a letter written to them about what they shouldn't have been doing. They were in the church. They were under their bishop. Their bishop was not doing what he should. He was replaced by somebody else. But because they were within God's plan, they didn't. There are other books where Paul writes to the different people in the church and said, you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing this. In this case, he didn't say anything to the people in the church. Diotrephes was stepping outside his boundaries. He was dealt with, and the people in the church didn't seem like had particularly the issue. In 2 Timothy 4, similar to what we read in Ezekiel. It says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And just like we read in Ezekiel, if it's written here for those that are preaching, or it's particularly the elders, to preach, reprove, rebuke, exhort, then it is necessary for those listening to them, those in the church, to receive reproof, rebuke, or exhortation.
Right.
And to say in Hebrews that they watch for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you. It's unprofitable to them as well if those under their care go off the route, derail. And so just as much as it's important for your sake that you stay on the right track, it's also somewhat reflects on their work as a leader. And so in supporting their work as a leader, it's another reason to strive to stay on the straight and narrow.
Right.
And Titus chapter 2, in verse 15, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Again, those under the tutelage of the leaders must receive the exhortation and rebuke. Romans 11. Starting in verse 18. Now this passage was written, I believe, about Gentiles being grafted into the to spiritual Israel, but it can also apply to those coming in and going from the body of Christ. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. So, any of our place in the body is maintained by our personal striving to do right. It's nowhere within our, I'm not sure the word I'm looking for, but you know, there are those that will come and strive to change the church to be what they want. That's not at all here in this passage. I don't see anything here about changing the root. The branches get broken off, the branches get grafted in. When the branch gets broken off, it mentions in one of the Gospels, men gather them up and cast them in the fire and they are burnt. But it doesn't say anything here about the root changing. But the branch is trying to change the root. Either they're attached or they're broken off. And that's up to the branches. The church consists of those energetically and zealously following God's plan. Before you zealously pursue a path that it is in line with God's plan.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Repeat those thoughts.